we just were in shock. I mean, I thought my husband was going to pass out. It was the farthest thing from our minds thinking that that would ever happen.
Allison Camp delivered twin boys Griffin and Carter prematurely. Camp says she's known since she was a teen about her condition called uterine didelphys. That means her uteruses have one fallopian tube and one ovary, but she also has two cervixes. Camp says she had already had two successful pregnancies prior, so the biggest shock was when doctors told her she was having twins.
We were joking around that it could be two, and then, lo and behold, at 11 weeks, we found out we were having a baby in each uterus, and I could not find any reports of that anywhere.
Director of Maternal and Fetal Medicine at Women's and Children's, Shalini Singh, says there are approximately 75 documented cases of this happening in the world.
What she ended up with is really rare. I mean, if you look at general population, 6 to 7% of people will have uterine anomalies, and nobody really even finds out.
Singh says in most cases with uterine abnormalities, a woman could experience miscarriages. Her advice for women is to get regular checkups. If there are issues, patients can undergo a procedure to correct it. The boys were born 3 months premature, both weighing about a pound and a half. Camp says she couldn't hold them for 2 months because they were so fragile.
When the boys were born, it was terrifying, and now they're wonderful and ready to go home. One's home, so, you know, it's now just a memory.
Camp says she has spent a lot of time in the hospital and has been blogging about her experience of being a medical mystery. Her husband, Tim Camp, says the twins are the first boys to be born out of all the grandchildren in their family, and that their arrival into the world was a miracle.
It's been amazing to watch them grow. And Carter is now 7 pounds, and Griffin is 5.5 pounds, and they've really dodged every kind of obstacle that was thrown at them.
Carter was discharged this past week, but Griffin remains hospitalized until he is able to go several days with a normal heart rate. The Camps said they are hopeful that that day will come soon. Ashley Hassett, WBFO News.